I'm sure there's no questions, but who would like to start it off?
Can anyone tell us your thoughts on Bates and the reassignment? Did you think, if you did offer him a chance to be the linebacker coach, if there was any chance he'd accept that?
Didn't you read a newspaper?
That's where I got the question.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, like you mentioned, Bob Sloak will be our defensive coordinator, and we'll be calling the defenses. You know, I did talk to Jim and asked him if he'd like to stay as a linebacker coach, and he decided not to. But, you know, I got some strong feelings toward Jim. He's done a lot of good things in the National Football League. But I thought as a defense overall, we had to move in a little bit different direction. You know, the four previous years, we were in the top 10 with points allowed on defense. And we did a lot of good things on defense. And when Larry Coyer obviously was gone, it had nothing to do with football, because Larry Coyer was an excellent football coach, X and O's. And when I did make the decision to go in a different direction, it was not based on football at all. So I thought we had a good defense intact. And I thought with the addition of Jim and some of the things he did, him and Bob could work out very, very good together. But didn't work out the way I had planned, which comes back to me, and hopefully we can make some changes and get us back on track.
Mike, of the last seven defenses that Bob has had the coordinator title, six of them finished 22nd or lower in points allowed. What's your analysis of that, and why will that improve here?
Well, first of all, you just can't go by, you know, statistics of another team. You have to know how somebody coaches. You got to know how instrumental Bob has been since he's been here relative to the input he had with Larry, exactly his input and what we've done since he's been here. But, you know, I'll go back to Greg Robinson. Let's go back through Greg. You know, Greg was here for 6 years, and before I made a change with Greg, we were 6-10, and after the change, we were 11-5, and I told Greg going into that year, I said, we're going to have to change what we're doing defensively. And Greg didn't feel comfortable with the change, and so I made a change. I told him if we didn't play well in defense, I thought we were going to have to make a change. And he says, hey, Mike, let me go with the system that I know, and if you have to make a change, you have to make a change. Well, I did after that year, and we finished 24th in defense. And when Ray Rhodes came in, I felt very good about Ray Rhodes with what Ray did here for 2 years. Obviously, he had some health problems. There's been a lot of things written about Ray Rhodes being fired, which is absolutely untrue. I had a chance to get a draft choice from Seattle. I decided not to go in that direction because of health issues, when he decided to go back to Seattle. Like I mentioned about Larry Coyer, Larry Coyer has done some good things. We've got a philosophy here on defense that I'd like to get back to a little bit. Bob knows that philosophy. We had some success with it. So that's why I think he'll do a great job.
Was it scheme, players? What do you think?
Well, I'm just going back to me. You know, I'm in charge of this thing, and I just think if I would have done a decent job coaching, we would have won 10 games or more. And so it goes back to me, you know, and you got to make decisions that you think's in the best interest. Sometimes it doesn't work out. But my job is to take a look at everything and make decisions what I think's best for the organization. And, you know, that's the bottom line. I'm not going to get into schemes and different things along those lines. I just thought when we gave up, you know, 100 yards a game in rush defense for a number of years since I've been here, that little philosophical differences. Someone has had a lot of success in what they did. It just didn't work out here, and now we go on.
Like you said that you have a core philosophy, and Bob knows that philosophy. What would you like to see the defense's philosophy kind of be? What would you like to see go back to?
Well, just take a look at what we've done here for the last 12 years. That's what we've done. We've had a certain philosophy. And sometimes you have to tweak that philosophy, and that philosophy goes back to what we've done for the last 12 years. And we got back to it after we couldn't stop the run this season. We got back to more of the eight-man fronts, but it was different coverages, different assignments, and it just never just came together. But you don't go 4 years with a philosophy with giving up, you know, being in the top 10 4 years in a row, and you know, get away from it as much as we did without obviously having some ramifications. So hopefully we'll get a little bit better.
Mike, you rattled them all off since Greg was here for a long time, but since Greg, you're going through
defensive leaders, you know, some have the title coordinators, some assistant head coach. Why do you think that is? Why can't you get something going here?
Well, I think we have. Yeah, I mean, if you got a guy for 6 years, and then you're
Greg.
Well, let's go after Greg. How about Ray Rhodes? Yeah, but why?
All just his health had nothing to do with football?
Nothing to do with football. Nothing to do with football at all. But you go through an 8-8 and a 9-7 season here, and you haven't been through being a defensive coordinator in this town, sometimes for health reasons. And obviously, since then, Ray's had some problems. He's had a stroke. He's had some heart problems. And for good reason, he left when he did. Well, Ray was a heck of a coach. But it wasn't just the right timing. I told you about Larry Coyer. It had nothing to do with X's and O's. Larry Coyer is one of the best football coaches I've been around. It was for other reasons when you take a look at his stats. But I thought I made a change this year, which is the best interest of this organization. And that's my job to do that. But I take full responsibility for what happened last year. Like I said, we should have won 10 games at a minimum with the players that we had, even though with some of the injuries we had. But that goes back to me, and my job is to win football games, and I didn't do a very good job.
What were some of the other reasons on Coyer?
Oh, I don't get into that. It's really none of your business. I just got to make decisions that I think is based on the best interests of this organization.
Mike, are you saying you allowed Bates freer rein on scheme and personnel, and now you're going back to the philosophy you're more comfortable with?
Well, I think I said that after the fourth game, when we were giving up, you know, 187 yards rushing per game, you know, going through our preseason and our regular season, that we had to make a change there. So we went back to some of the eight-man concept, and we went from giving up close to 190 yards a game to, you know, somewhere in that 110-yard range, which we've done for the last 12 years. So I thought we had to make some adjustments. But again, it goes back to me. I gave him the freedom to run the defense that he would like, and just didn't work out. So
more freedom than you had given Ray Rhodes, Larry Coyer, Greg Robinson?
No, same freedom.
Mike, it sounds like you're blaming yourself as a coach more so than as a personnel man. So I'd like to ask you, in 2003, you draft 10 guys. None of those guys are around anymore, although Drake Bly is here, and as a result of a trade that involved one of them. In 2004, you draft 10 guys, and one of those guys is left. Doesn't that reflect on the personnel side of the organization?
Well, I mean, obviously that... Those weren't good drafts or free agency. Obviously, that stands for itself. But I think you have to average it out through the years. You know, the bottom line is you take a look at wins and losses, and that's how you judge everybody by. Sometimes it'll be good drafts. Other times it'll be, you know, good job in free agency. But the bottom line is you got to find a way to win. And obviously, we can do a very good job this year. You know, you could throw all those stats. I can throw stats at you. You want to talk about wins, you want to talk about those type of things. The bottom line is we were 7-9. You know, how do we correct it? It's my job to make changes and do the best job you can. If it's from personnel, it's from coaches, all those things are being evaluated.
That's kind of what I was getting at, though, because you suggest this was a 10-win team, or should have been a 10-win team, and that suggests that the personnel was good and that the problem was all in execution and coaching.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
So you don't think those drafts of 03 and 04 have affected your personnel base at this point, and they resulted in the record?
Well, that's when I would have said 13 wins. That's the difference. 10 wins is 10 wins. 13 wins is a little bit different. Maybe we had some of those drafts, it'd be different. But, you know, the bottom line is once you get to the playoffs, you got a chance. You know, we had a big talk around here after 2-10-6 seasons, and we got all the guys from Cleveland, and everybody was laughing about our defensive line. And then all of a sudden we went 13 games, and all of a sudden everybody wasn't laughing anymore. Well, the bottom line is, you know, the drafts, free agents, the bottom line is, hey, do you win or don't you win? If you don't win, you deserve all the criticism you should get. The bottom line is we got to correct it, and we'll see if we get that done next year. I've got a good feeling we will.
Mike, what's Jerron Walker's future?
Well, I'm not going to talk about, you know, the guys that we have that are up for possibly free agency or contracts for obvious reasons. I would talk to Javon, which I haven't talked to yet, but the guys that, like Javon, I will talk to before March 1st. Travis Henry I'll talk to, John Lynch I'll talk to, you know, different guys, obviously, that there's question marks where they're headed with their careers, or us with the salary cap and signing bonuses and all those things. You know, this isn't the time to talk about that, but I will talk about it when the appropriate time is.
Can you tell us your reaction to what he said?
No, no. I think everybody knows Javon. Everybody's seen him, and I've read exactly what you've read. That's why I let time go. I let a couple months go before I talk to these guys. Sometimes it's a little emotion with some of these guys. Other times, there's different issues with different players. Everybody handles it a little bit different. But for me to make comment before I talk to him would be inappropriate.
Can you rank the roster? What'd you come away with? Can you rank all your guys?
Same thing we do every year. We find out which guys that we think are the most valuable to our football team. And you know, some contracts you redo. Other contracts you decide if you're paying too much for what you're getting. And you try to come up with a plan going into free agency and the draft that gives you the best chance to be successful.
Mike, you talked about your coaching and your part in the disappointing season. What can you do differently? I mean, you've been doing this a long time. What are you going to do differently?
Well, what I just said is that the first thing you do is you decide what areas you need to improve, what you have to do from a coaching standpoint. You know, I look at myself, then you look at your offensive staff, defense, and special teams. You make adjustments there. We don't talk about that publicly for obvious reasons, but, you know, we go back and look at the film for a couple weeks. We evaluate personnel. We evaluate the schemes. And then after that's done, you know, we get a game plan. You know, after we go take away here or get away here for a couple weeks to come back and look at free agency and the college draft and do what we've been doing here for the last 13 years.
What do you regret personally from 2007? What you could have done differently?
Oh, I just told you, I don't go into that. I just told you it's my responsibility, and either get it done or you don't. And if you don't get it done the right way, you better decide on what you need to do to get it done the right way. And we've won a lot of games around here for a reason. And if we don't get it done, it's my job to make that evaluation and decide what's the best for the organization. If it's missed drafts or missed free agency, you know, why do you have bad picks, or why do you take the wrong guy in free agency, or why do you have a great draft? You know, what's the difference? You look at the character, you look at the playing ability, and try to eliminate as many mistakes as you can and get a game plan and get back on track.
You said that this was one of your toughest seasons you've ever had before. Did the offseason do you differently because of that? Would it be more intense for you?
It's always intense. You know, it's always intense. Anytime you have a season like we did, it's very disappointing, especially when you think of it as at least a 10-win season, and you go back to yourself, and you know, because you've been in the business for a while, that you know, it's unacceptable to do that. And you got to take a hard look at yourself, and then after you do that, you look at different areas and try to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Are you looking at any adjustments offensively on the staff?
Oh, on the staff? No, the only thing we're going to do is Joe Baker is going to come over from the linebacker position, take Jim Ryan's job, and Jim Ryan's going to coach the linebackers. But other than that, we'll look at some of the things we did right and wrong and kind of go from there. But I was really pleased, to be honest with you, some of the things we did offensively, you know, considering that you take 62 games of our starters missing, you know, some time. You take a look at your center, your left guard. You take a look at a guy like Brandon Marshall that missed all of camp. And you take a guy like Rod Smith that you're kind of coming back, at least give you some depth. And Stokely going out at the end and Graham going out. We had a stretch in there, 5-6 games, that we're averaging well over 30 points a game. And you lose Stokely and Graham, and you kind of go back down a little bit. But I saw us getting better. I think even though we didn't play as good as I'd like to play consistently, I think that there's a big future there.
When you evaluated your personnel, were you able to come up with any more of an idea than you had during the season as to the differential your team exhibited between yards, really on both sides of the ball, and points?
Yeah. Yeah, you take a look at turnovers. You take a look at time of possession. You take a look at the length of drives. And it's not really hard to figure out red zone why you don't have those points. Yeah.
I mean, you know, obviously, it's clear that if you get into the red zone, you're not scoring, that helps to explain it. But do you know why that was? Were you able to come up with any conclusions as to why you stopped?
Well, that's what I just said. Turnovers, that's a big difference. Time of possession, not having the ball as many times, probably 100 less plays than we've had run the football than we would have liked. that has something to do with it. So there's a bunch of factors involved with what I just mentioned. If you're going all the way down the field as compared to a short field, there's a big difference there. Well, we could get in that, talk about that for hours, but those are the things we've been doing the last couple of weeks.
Mike, is it safe to say then that you think you have the personnel to win 10-plus games next year?
I think you always have personnel to win 10-plus games. Now, we got to get a little bit luckier than we did this year, health-wise. And that's the most we've ever lost since I've been here. We lost 62 guys on offense. We've never lost 62 guys. I think maybe one year we lost 67 guys as a team. So you take a look at a guy like Nalen, you take a look at a guy like Hamilton, you take a look at a guy like Rod Smith, you take a look at a guy like Travis Henry, and then all of a sudden you have some of these young guys play. I think it's good for us for the future because these guys have gained some experience. And some of the guys that you weren't really sure of have stepped up. So I'm hoping that helps us in the long run. And it's not excuses. It's just the way it is. It's just the bottom line comparison to what we've done before. So we'll see if we step up or go the other direction.
The public perception is kind of there's a big gap between the Patriots and the Colts and the world. And the problem is you don't think the gap is as wide as people think. You think it's more circumstantial.
I think the gap is very big right now between the Patriots, the Colts, and everybody else. You take a look at what the Patriots have been doing offensively and defensively. Take a look at what the Colts have been doing offensively and defensively. Those are the two teams that obviously are above the rest. Everybody's trying to catch up to those guys, and rightfully so. You take a look at their defense, both teams' defense in the top two or three in almost every statistical area. You take a look at their offense, yeah. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure that one out.
At least in your conference, apart from those two teams, do you feel that the gap is more narrow than the general public here would tend to perceive, particularly between you and San Diego, where the perception is given two head-to-head games this year? The gap is almost as wide as it is with respect to Indy and New England. Can you address that, and how wide do you think that gap is?
Well, number one, you mentioned a team that's probably as talented personnel as anybody in the National Football League, especially on defense in San Diego. If they put their best game together, they can beat both Indy and New England. Now, they've got to put their best game together. You know, they've been inconsistent this year. They've played their best football in the latter half. And we're going to have to play well to beat San Diego at this time, which we haven't done this season. But can we get there? Yeah, we can get there. But we're going to have to play well, and we're going to have to get a little lucky from an injury standpoint.
The offensive line with Lepsis retiring and the uncertainty around Ben and Nalen maybe.
Well, right now, Tom Nalen is, he believes he'll be back, and he's almost 100% right now. Ben Hamilton's feeling the same way. Matt Lepsis, never came back this year. Matt Lepsis, has had a great here with the Denver, great career here with the Denver Broncos. This was not a good year for Matt Lepsis. Matt Lepsis will be the first one to tell you that he probably should have retired before this year started, because he wasn't into it mentally. But we should have Tom back full speed, and I'm hoping to have Hamilton back full speed. And with the addition of some of the younger guys that's played, like Cooper and Chris Myers, I feel good about it. Now, will Ryan Harris step up? Cooper can play guard or tackle. Does he keep on getting better? All that's part of the evaluation process over the next number of months.
Kyle Wilson is clear to play football. Do you ever see him coming back this way?
You never know what's going to happen. For me to say one way or the other, I think would be wrong. We'll just kind of wait and see.
Have you spoken to Al since last year?
No.
When you evaluated your defensive personnel here in the last couple of weeks, do you think that the personnel was better than the numbers you put up defensively, or do you think they were losing?
Well, basically, it was the same personnel that we've had over the last 4 years, and that's the point I was trying to make. In the last 4 years, we were in the top 10 with points given up. This year, we were obviously way down. So I thought the personnel was very similar to what we've had over the last 4 years.
Really? On the defensive line and at middle linebacker, for example?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very much so. Maybe a little bit better. I'm not going to go through personnel if he's going to be in middle or outside. We'll take some time to decide that and find out who's on our football team before, all those evaluations will be made.
But did you think he played well? Did he get this year?
He did some good things for never playing that position before.
You talked in the past about how often maybe 30% of your team turns over. With the injuries and the guys you brought in, do you think that turnover in personnel contributed to the record you had in which you looked for more stability this offseason, or because you lost as many games as you did, you looked for that same level of turnover in personnel?
Well, first of all, when you take a look at, you know, take a look at the secondary stayed pretty much intact. Linebacker position stayed pretty much intact. There was no change here. Defensive line, I thought we improved ourselves in the defensive line. Even though there's some younger players, we probably had more people in here on the defensive line than we've ever had in our lives. So we had a chance to evaluate a lot of these guys. And so I think we've got a young group coming up. And not that we don't need more depth, but I think we've got a chance to get there. Relative to offense, I think we've been through that with a couple young players. Running backs, I think anytime you take two rookies that's ever played in the National Football League with Hall and Selvin Young, they come in and play fairly well. You get Graham a little bit more used to what we're doing with our offense. I think that's helped. And, you know, Stokely, Brandon Marshall coming along. So, you know, there's some optimism there, you know, with some of the guys we got coming back and some of the youth we have on our football team, a little bit younger than we've been.
Do you think it's harder to coach in the 12th, 13th, 14th year with one organization than your first, second, or third?
No. No.
Why do you feel that?
Just don't. What I think any time your first, second, third year, you're kind of more like a coordinator. You know, you're just kind of figuring out what the offense is doing or the defense is doing. When you've been in this game for a while, I think you have a kind of good perspective what everybody's doing. You know, as a head football coach, you kind of work with areas that you think need improvement. When you're a young coach coming in, you're just trying to get your message across what you should be doing offensively or defensively or special teams, depending on what specialty you have in that area.
So the message doesn't go stale?
Well, I think it would if you didn't have the turnover that you have. You got a 30% turnover every year. I think it's a lot different than it used to be. Yeah, you know, it's hard. It's hard to come in here and you're embarrassed being 7-9. Rightfully so, you should be. And hey, you know, your job is to win. And I take it personally embarrassing when I told you that we should have won 10 games based on personnel, and you know, it comes back to me. So, yeah, that's a tough to go through. But hey, that's the nature of this game. You're going to go through some tough times, and you know, you got to fight through it. You know, Pat's been great. You know, he understands the time we put in and how we work at it, and he understands that you are going to go through some tough times. But, you know, he's a great owner, and one of the reasons I think he's had so much success is he understands the big picture.
Do you feel fortunate that you have that situation? A lot of guys in your spot missing the playoffs 2 years in a row now would be feeling more heat, really, than you are.
Well, nobody could put more heat on me than me. I mean, what kind of heat am I feeling? It's itself. It's not financial. It's winning. And hey, you know, that's how you last in this game. And when you don't win, you know, it's pretty tough with the time that we put in on it. And when you say you don't feel heat, that's easy for you to say. You know, one time you guys will get your names in the paper, somebody will say something negative, and most of the guys in this room go completely berserk. You don't have to put up with it every day like most coaches do, and you got to have thick skin and you got to believe in what you're doing.